broken during his period of reigning Rome. And this is not Daniel 9, 25 through 27, the Prince of Covenant will be cut off in the midst of the week. This is information in these verses that are attempting to clearly identify this kingdom that in verse 14 is going to establish the vision. This kingdom that is called the robbers of thy people, the kingdom that will exalt themselves and ultimately fall as Rome. Because this is the focus of this vision. This is what establishes it. And Daniel was in Daniel chapter 10 said he had understanding of the vision, and the vision was about what was going to befall God's people in the latter days. And this truth about Rome being the power that establishes the vision, in connection with the truth that this vision is about teaching what will befall God's people in the latter days, impacts the incorrect presentation of the last six verses of Daniel 11 that Uriah Smith makes. And we'll deal with that later, but at least while we're on these subjects, I have to bring that up. This vision is about the last days, and what sets the right focus for this vision, according to verse 14, is it's about Rome. So when Uriah Smith came up with a conclusion that this king of the north that is portrayed in the last six verses of Daniel 11 was not Rome, he was coming up with an understanding that isn't in agreement with what the vision's about, according to verse 14, and it's not in agreement with what the vision was to portray, according to Daniel 10, about what was going to befall God's people in the last days. Because if you follow through the reasoning in the book, the Daniel and Revelation, on those final verses in Daniel 11, verse 44 supposedly is already fulfilled, and the fulfillment of it and the previous verses had virtually no consequences for God's people, his understanding of verse 40 to 44, and it just doesn't fit with the emphasis that is established in the chapter 10 and 11 by Daniel, by the Holy Spirit. Now, what does fit in my mind in agreement with Uriah Smith is that in verse 23, Uriah Smith will tell you that at this point, Daniel drops back into the history of Rome that he's just covered from verses 13, 14 on up to verse 22. He drops back into that history to a time period when Israel was under constant attack by Syria, and Israel entered into a league with Rome in order to get some of...